It's 8:07 on the dot, 29 degrees already downtown Charles City. Morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg, and I walked in to say to you, what? There's no wind?
Hold on. Yeah. Tonight, it's supposed to get breezier, so we have a lull in the winds, at least for the next several hours. Enjoy it, because tomorrow it's going to be gusty as well. And yeah, it just goes on and on. Yeah,
okay. Like a broken record. Well, we'll take a reprieve anytime.
So let's go ahead and talk about something that we do better about besides the weather. Medical correspondent Kay Winkleman. Yeah. Who do we have in studio?
I love that little title you've given me on the third Tuesday of each month. That's good right. Morning. This is Floyd County Medical Center Update Morning. With me this morning is Joni Benke. She is the Radiology Director at Floyd County Medical Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming. You are fairly new to your position at Floyd County Medical Center as the director.
Yes.
Let's first talk about when you started.
I started at the end of January of this year, but I'd been in radiology for almost 21 years. So.
Well, congratulations on your position here. I personally, I'm such a huge fan of our medical center right here in Floyd County, and we're so blessed to have it. But we are going to talk today about the new CT low-dose lung screenings that are now available at Floyd County Medical Center. First of all, talk about what that means.
A CT low-dose lung screening is, it's kind of like, you know, when you have your mammogram each year. So it's a CAT scan of your lungs to look to see if there's any abnormalities or changes in your lungs. It's a preventative exam to, like, your mammogram or your colonoscopies or anything like that. It's to help pick up things before anything starts.
Okay. So who is able or who would be qualified to get this exam?
Anybody can have it. There's just some certain criteria that some patients have to meet in order to have that done. They have to be in the age range from 50 to 77, and they have to be asymptomatic, so no symptoms, no cough or anything like that, or shortness of breath. And they have to have been a smoker for a pack a day for at least 20 years. And then if they are a current smoker, or someone that has quit in the last 15 years.
Okay, so this is primarily for people who have been or are a smoker.
Have been, a heavy smoker at some certain point in their life.
Okay. As with any testing like a colonoscopy or a mammogram, why should somebody have a CT scan if they meet these criteria?
They should have that just to help them be proactive. So it can pick up things so if they would have a mass or anything in their lungs, they could pick it up sooner rather than waiting till they actually have the symptoms or until they are, you know, so farther advanced.
Okay. Everybody wants to know how long these types of exams take and what it entails. Does it hurt? All that good stuff.
No, it doesn't hurt. It's probably about a 5-minute exam. You would just go in and go into the CT scanner. You would register at the front of the hospital like you normally do, go back to the radiology department, then they would take you in, lay down on a table. They slide you in and out of the table about 3 times, and then they do your pictures in that about 5-10 minutes, and you're out of there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. That's easy enough. So is this something that you need to get approval from your provider for first?
Yes.
Go in and request this.
Yeah, they need to make an appointment with their physician, and then the physician will make sure that they meet that criteria. And then if it does need a pre-authorization with their insurance company, then the physician's office would do that for the patient.
Okay. And the most important aspect of this test, not only is it very important if you have been or are a smoker, but it's a low dose radiation type.
Yep, it's a lower dose, so it's not your regular CT scan. It's enough to make sure that we have what we need on the images so that it's like a screening tool. So it's just used to look at that area.
Okay. Other than that, lots of awesome services provided at radiology. I've been there recently for mammogram. Talk about some of the other services you provide right here in Charles City.
Well, we have an MRI. We have MRI. We have CT, mammograms, ultrasounds, just your regular x-rays. So if you'd have a broken bone, anything like that.
And you know what's so awesome about it is everything is just so easy right here at Floyd County Medical Center. So again, I'm a huge advocate of our local medical center and our local clinic, because it's just without you guys and without our providers, it would not be a good thing for our community. So
no.
Thank you so much, Joni. We really appreciate your information. If the people are interested again in finding out more about this low-dose CT scan, how can they do that?
If they want to find out more about the low-dose, they can call our main radiology department, or they can contact their physician.
Okay.
Whichever they prefer.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your new endeavor at Floyd County Medical Center.
Yes, it's been wonderful. Thank you.
It is 8:13, 29 degrees downtown Charles City with Def Leppard.